Hello and welcome to episode 58 of the Pink and Blue Xbox podcast.
Hello everybody, my name is Aaron, gamertag PG Monkey.
And I'm Katie, Fluffy Dragon 86.
Glad you can join us. This episode we're going to be concentrating on predictions, mainly for E3 because that is a thing that's happening. So we'll go through some rumours and conjecture and our own thoughts and feelings on what we might see at Microsoft and Xbox's briefing. I'll tell you one thing that we do know, though, Katie, is where it's at and what time it is.
At my house, right now.
Yes, so we're going to have everyone Major Nelson, he's always welcome around here.
Definitely.
And Phil Spencer as well.
What, so, the one from...
The one from what?
From the home show. What's it called?
Location.
That one.
Not the same Phil Spencer.
All right, just checking. He can come to my house when he likes as well.
So, Xbox at E3 then. It's going to be on Sunday, June the 10th, and it's going to be 9 p.m. for us guys in good old Blighty. And it's actually being broadcast from the Microsoft Theatre, so they're moving away from the traditional convention centre. It's only a mile down the road, but they're having it in their own place, and instead they're giving their floor space at E3 to Mixer.
Oh,
that floor space to Mixer, eh?
Well, they can do a little so a party.
Perhaps Xbox and Microsoft feel they can engage better with Xbox fans because they've been invited along, about 1,000 of them, I think.
We didn't get an invite.
We didn't get an invite. No, I think you had to apply, and I didn't bother applying because it's in LA.
Well, we could have gone there. We'd like to go to LA. So next time, E3, send us tickets to LA, thank you. I'll go, even if he doesn't want to.
So what kind of things can we expect, can we predict? We've got 10 ideas here. It's just a muck around, so don't take it too seriously. Let's have some fun with it.
More focus on software. After a peripheral pack show in 2017, we're expecting more focus on gaming, and let's face it, this year so far has been a little light on major Microsoft releases. So we could possibly see first glimpses of Halo 6, Forza Horizon 4, Gears of War 5, and potentially something Fable.
Ooh.
Release dates on Crackdown 3 and the next Ori title are also likely. As far as third-party games go, we should see the Xbox heavily involved with EA's Anthem, Cyberpunk 2077, and Metro Exodus, amongst others. Oh, and expect indies, lots and lots of indies. Mm-hmm. Microsoft also know they're on a good thing with the backward compatibility, so this too should get some airtime.
Yes, indeed. So backward compatibility is obviously a massive importance to Xbox and Microsoft, although it's not really progressive thinking. They have to put in the minds of people that they are still working on and still very much a part of these epic exclusives that they're still doing. So yeah, the start of this year really hasn't been all that great. State of Decay 2, Sea of Thieves, you know, they're average games. They're like 6 out of 10, you know. Meanwhile, Sony are doing God of War, another 9 out of 10 game they can just throw in the pile with the others. Microsoft would kill for a 9 out of 10 game. They'd kill for a 7 out of 10 game right now.
Alexa on the Xbox.
What?
Microsoft could instantly improve on their current voice command systems by integrating Amazon's Echo. Neither the Kinect nor Cortana are anywhere near the standard where they should be. Alexa, on the other hand, is already out there waiting and listening. Go grab her.
So this has been talked about for a little while, Amazon doing something with Xbox, and it's mainly thought to do with their Echo and voice integration, voice commanding and things like that. I think it could be a good thing. Alexa is a really good bit of kit, a little bit too good, perhaps, for Microsoft and Xbox. I don't know. Alexa, play Sea of Thieves.
Are you sure?
What? Why?
Because you described it as a shallow game. You said it was average just now.
Okay. Play NBA Live 18 then.
I thought you weren't going to play EA games.
Yeah, but then Fight Night was made backward compatible and... Wait, why am I trying to justify myself to you? Gamers are fickle. End of conversation. Where's Cortana? Cortana? Cortana?
Oh, hello.
Cortana here.
Cortana, play Sea of Thieves.
I'm sorry, I can't find anything in your playlist for me and cheese.
What?
Can I search Bing for you?
Hell no.
Making the most out of Mixer. Expect some developments to Mixer, possibly branching out to dedicated esports channels, movies, or even music videos.
Oh. Xbox and Mixer are now pretty much a team. Just mentioned earlier that Mixer have been given the floor space at E3, so they're heavily invested in it. It doesn't really make sense to keep it streaming, game streaming only. A lot of people are trying to branch out and do different things. There's a lot of art on Mixer. There's a lot of cooking shows I've seen on Mixer. There's all different things that people want to do. And I think Xbox and Microsoft are keen to branch that out.
A VR reboot.
A VR reboot.
So, way back in 2015, Microsoft were about to rule the VR world with the HoloLens, but the real world wasn't quite ready for it. Now, armed with the Xbox One X, VR could very much be in the virtual spotlight for Microsoft at E3.
Yeah.
Well, that would be good.
It'd be good, yeah.
If they get it right.
But, I mean, I remember this one from E3 2015. It was an interesting bit of kit, but they didn't really advance on it anywhere, and it kind of just went away, went a bit cold. I would still like to see VR back with Xbox. Obviously, Sony have it with the PlayStation.
It needs to be done right, though. It's no good doing it half-heartedly and then getting it wrong, because then people... Like the Kinect, like, that has so much potential.
Yeah.
And when it first came out, it was amazing, and we thought, yeah, we can see all the potential with this, but it never went anywhere.
No.
It stayed as it was, and that's why everyone just got bored of it.
The problem is, as well, with VR, it's very expensive. It's still expensive tech. So
make it an option. You don't have to buy it with the new Xbox X.
Well, no, I wouldn't have thought they'd bundle with it. But,
yeah, like the Kinect.
Yeah, but it's just a case of the tech is still really pricey, so therefore not many people will be actually doing it, you know? So if you're going to do it, yeah, you're right.
Do it right.
Do it right. Get it right the first time. Let's get the price right. Let's get the tech right. I'm sure that's nearly there. And the machine's there. The Xbox One X is
it's powerful enough, yeah. Xbox Live to include Game Pass. So as of right now, Xbox Live and the Game Pass are two different entities. At E3, that could change for a fee, of course.
Of course.
Always a fee.
It doesn't, from my point of view, it doesn't really make sense for Xbox Live and Game Pass to be kept separate. There could be like a plus subscription service where you can just merge the two together for a naturally higher fee. So I don't know, Xbox Live, what does that cost, like £6 a month?
£5.99 a month, yeah. Or yeah, less if you pay even more in one go.
That's it. Game Pass is, I think, £8 a month. If you merge the two together for like £10 a month, would that be a good deal?
Yeah. If the game's better.
The games are probably going to be improved upon. They'll probably put that across at E3 as well. But I just feel at the moment that the two can get merged, and they'll just basically just gauge a little bit more interest out of Game Pass if you include Xbox Live in it, because a lot of the games on Game Pass require you to have Xbox Live, because some of them are multiplayer.
Price reduction.
What? Lowering prices?
Never. The Xbox One X, currently the most expensive gaming console, could get a welcome and very much needed price cut.
I think it will. So at the moment it's £450, I think, the average retail price in the UK.
That stings my purse.
It is a stinger. I would like to see that drop to £400, maybe lower than that, I don't know. Still a little bit early, I guess.
£395.
If you're going £395.
Yeah.
£395 and
24p. No, just 395.
395.99. I'm going to wait until it's under 300. I'm sorry, but I'm quite tight.
So. Yeah, we know. Oh, there's the muffs flying out your wallet again. That new Avatar system shown last year, expect to see the new system in its full glory and with scheduled release dates.
You can bang on nail this down. I reckon this is definitely going to happen. That Avatar system, that one we've been waiting for since last year, is going to get the full demo, the full works, the full glitz and glamour, and they'll tell us when it's coming out.
Let's hope so, because that Avatar has got so much potential as well, and they've not done anything with it.
You wait till they show it off. That it's going to be incredible. They're going to show it. It's cross-platform stuff as well, so whatever Avatar you have on your Xbox should go over to the PC. That'll be awesome as well. All kind of possibilities with the Avatar stuff coming in. And so much option as well, so much options. You know when I create a game face on a sports game and I spend hours doing
it? Oh, you spend days doing it. It's not hours, it's days. Literally, I've known you spend every night of a week doing one game face on one game.
Yeah.
I'm not even exaggerating. This is a true story. NBA, game face. You couldn't get the light right.
Yeah.
You couldn't get the angle right. Oh, that's a bit blurry. Literally, every night after work for a week.
It was important to me. It was very important. As will this new avatar system be, because they're going to be introducing 15 different eyebrows and God knows what else.
Oh, for God's sake, I can't wait. Are these the right eyebrows? Yeah, they do.
Are these my eyebrows? No, your eyebrows are slightly more evil.
Your eyebrows are just crazy. Triangle shaped, but the wrong way around.
Oh, thanks. Now it sounds like I'm a complete freak.
Well, most people's eyebrows are wide in the middle by the nose and then thin on the outside. And yours, like, are wider on the outside.
That's not unusual. It's not unusual
it
to
is.
Have mad eyebrows.
Okay. What's next? Gamer score growth. Something teased at the start of 2018 was the idea that the achievement system was going to be updated, with more focus on gaming habits rather than just chasing chivos. The plan went cold, but could come back at E3.
That could happen. So your gamer score and achievements have been around for pretty much as long as the Xbox has been around. Never really been worked upon, so it isn't really suitable for all gamers because, you know, you only get, like, achievements when you actually do specific quests, and that's not really how people play games anymore. You know, for example, you just mentioned I spend hours creating a game face. Well,
so you should get an achievement for that.
I don't get achievements.
You've wasted
that.
A week of your life. Well done, here's some Chivo
exactly
points.
So I think they're trying to custom build gamer score really to suit your gaming career, as it should be, rather than just an individual achievement.
Oh, it's a career now, is it?
Well, of course, yeah, because some people think it is a career, so...
No, some people make a career of it, you're right. But yours is not a career, yours
yeah, true,
is wasting time choosing the right friggin' eyebrows.
But Microsoft want you to think that your gaming habit, your gaming life, is actually a gaming career. And that's a nice way to think about it.
It is for you. It justifies what you've done. I suppose. 1 vs 100 returns. Now
I just threw it in there.
Microsoft can do it live on Mixer. Go on, you know you want to.
You can tell
LOL.
He's actually
typed LOL.
You could tell who wrote this.
Yeah. Now, as amazing as that would be, I don't think it's coming back, Aaron.
I tell you what, there's more demand for it than you think. You can look on Reddit forums, you can look at Xbox forums. They want this game back. I want this game back.
I don't think they're going to do it, though.
Doing it on the Mixer platform makes perfect sense.
It does, but I don't think they're going to do it.
Come on, Xbox, just do it.
I'll be surprised if they do. It's a good shout, but I don't think they're going to do it.
All right.
And number 10, yeah?
Yep.
Phil Spencer will be rocking a leather jacket. Of course he will.
Of course he will. He loves the leather jacket.
That's a good prediction right there. That.
Yeah, I think we've got one right.
Yeah. There's at least one right in that list. That's the one.
Can't wait to see Phil Spencer, not the bald one, with a leather jacket on.
Although he's welcome at my house in a leather jacket as well.
Is he now?
Oh, funny.
So that's our 10 things what might happen at E3. We might be completely off. You never know. We might be all spot on. How about that?
Wow.
Wouldn't that be weird and crazy?
I doubt it, but you never know.
There's going to be other stuff happening. Obviously, we already know about No Man's Sky, that appearing on Xbox pretty soon. Apparently with multiplayer, although we'll wait and see on that. There'll be FIFA 19 and EA plugging that away at E3 as well. Black Ops 4's coming, we know that. And we also know that they're getting rid of the solo campaign mode. In replacement of that, they're going to be putting in the Battle Royale, which is obviously we know of from PUBG and Fortnite and things like that. And do you think that's a good idea for them to do that?
Maybe. I never play the one-player campaign mode anyway.
Right.
So maybe it is a good idea. I don't know if I'll get on with it, but I do like PUBG, so maybe.
Well, you've just recently discovered the mobile version of PUBG, haven't
you? I did, yeah.
And there in your hand is also an Xbox One version.
The Xbox One version, yes. Indeed. We're going to give that a blast.
Winner, chicken dinner.
Winner, chicken dinner.
How many games have you won on the mobile version?
About six.
Oh, that's not bad. Yeah. Blimey.
I haven't played it that much.
Xbox, look out.
Probably played it about 12 times and won it about six times.
You've got a 50% win ratio.
About that, yeah.
Jesus Christ, girl. I didn't know it was that good.
Well, not that good. You should see some of the fails, honestly. It's like, oh, what?
If I gave you a wish list of stuff that you wanted to appear at E3, here's your chance. So, can you think of anything that you'd want to see at E3 this time round?
GTA 6.
GTA
obviously. 6.
Right, okay.
But, right, not online. Like, obviously you can have an online mode, but don't be solely online. If they're going to go that route, I ain't buying it.
No. I don't think they will, because...
No, but there is a chance, and it's always been in the back of my mind that they might do that.
Mm.
Because the online community on GTA is getting pretty big.
And it's cash in the pocket.
And it's a lot of money, in their pocket. So there is a chance, a slight chance, that they could go that way, but I hope not.
Yeah.
I think they'd lose a lot of good customers that way.
I'm going to disappoint you a little bit, because I don't think we'll see GTA 6 at this year's E3. Just simply because they'll be concentrating on Red Dead Redemption 2.
I don't want horses.
Right. And anything GTA is going to distract away from that. So
I don't want any horses. It takes 2 hours to go to the next village. Why would you want to ride a horse? You can ride a sports car and run over prostitutes.
There's prostitutes back in the cowboy western days,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but it's not as fun running them over on a fucking horse, is it? Here you're coming for a start.
Something Fable was mentioned earlier. You like your Fable.
Something Fable would be awesome. I miss Fable, actually. The previous Fables, I've played them all at least half a dozen times.
Well, you remember, obviously, that Lionhead went out and someone picked up the franchise and they've done little bits and bobs with it, but nothing formal has come out for what would be Fable 4.
Yeah, I want Fable 4.
Okay.
Bring it on.
Alrighty, yeah.
I'll be there.
You mentioned earlier to me about Saints Row as well.
Yeah, see, we haven't heard much from them for a while.
No, these are old favourites that kind of just been killed at some point.
Just died. Like, so we had Saints Row 4, which wasn't the best for me. It was a bit bouncy. Played it to the end, though.
You did.
And I did enjoy the story, just not the bounciness.
Oh, I didn't enjoy the story.
It was all right.
It was a bit, well, you know that in Saints Row they're just overboard with silly things, you know.
Yeah, it was.
And I think it was just a little bit too silly. It was fun.
It's a bit wacky. But you expect that from Saints Row. But the bounciness. If they go back to like a Saints Row 3-esque style.
Right, old school.
I'll be straight on it. If they're sticking with the bounciness, I'll wait and see. If it gets good reviews and then go for it. But something Saints Row would be amazing.
It was 2013 when Saints Row 4 came out, so
like
it's been a long
time. Ago. But they brought out that other one, didn't they?
Agents of Mayhem was not
good.
Yeah,
that was just... Yeah, no.
Just a different thing entirely, and it was okay, just wasn't in the same bracket as Saints Row, but maybe they're working on something, who knows. Rocksmith is another thing that's...
Rocksmith, we want a new Rocksmith.
Yeah.
So we were looking earlier and it was 2011, the original was released. We can't believe it was that far back.
Crazy.
But it was released on the 360 and then they re-released it on the Xbox One.
They did a readaption.
In 2014, did you say?
I think it came out over here, 2014.
2014 reworked edition. And that, like, it doesn't feel like 4 years ago since that came out.
No.
It's really good to... Like, you can go back to it now and it doesn't feel that old. And I think a new version is...
Just update the song library or...?
Yeah, just new songs, maybe a bit smoother graphics or whatever. Maybe some more modern songs, maybe.
Interesting.
Maybe some more acoustic-y kind of songs, because there are quite a few people I know play acoustic on there.
And a bit more metal.
For you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not so fussed about the metal. It's not that fun to play, is it? That's pretty much your riff for like three minutes.
That's the only one I can do. For me, and I know it's already coming, is that HB Studios have managed to pick up the PGA Tour license from EA, because EA have dropped it because they're no longer doing golf games anymore, really. So HB Studios, who developed the Golf Club, have now picked up the PGA Tour license, and I'm interested to see what they do with their next iteration of the Golf Club, which I think is called Golf Club 2019, which is going to be released in 2018. Again, it gets complicated with years and things like that, but I'm just interested to see what they do with a PGA Tour license. Real courses, perhaps real players as well. I don't know what they've got planned, but yeah, I'm looking forward to that mainly. But I know it's coming. That's coming. That's definitely coming. I don't know about wish list, about games that are on my wish list. Just one versus 100. I'll repeat it over and over again. Bring it back.
Bring it back.
One day they might listen to this and go, oh, we missed
that boat. Dude, man, he's just doing my nutting.
Just give him one versus 100 for a week and then we'll take it off him again.
Yeah. One day only, one versus 100. Oh, he's working that day.
Oh,
I like that.
Shame. It's only on 9 till 5. Oh, he's at work. What a shame. Missed it.
Let's take a look while we're here at the Games with Golf for June 2018. A bit of a mouthful because they are long-titled games. First one for the Xbox One is Assassin's Creed Chronicles Russia.
Right. Another Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed. We've had three in the last 4 months.
Pretty dedicated to that, then, aren't
they? They are. There's definitely a well there. We also have Smite, which is a bit strange because that's free already, but they are giving away, as they say, $100 worth of content. Okay. So these are going to be things like extra gods and costumes and things like that. So I don't know about 100.
Here's some trousers that are worth $50.
I don't know about that, but kind of a little bit of a cop-out.
Yeah,
maybe.
It is. It's free.
I don't know.
Here's a free game, but we'll give you some new trousers.
Yeah. For the Xbox 360, we have Sonic and All-Star Racing Transformed.
Sonic?
Yeah, it's a Sonic racing game.
It's not Sonic the Hedgehog, then.
He's still a hedgehog.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he blue?
Yes.
So not a rip-off?
Actual Sonic game, but it's just Sonic racing.
Oh.
Like a kid's, yeah, like car they did with Cars a couple of months ago.
Oh, yeah, we got
it's that
one,
it's that kind
didn't
of game.
Yeah. All right, then. Okay.
And
maybe.
Lastly, also kind of aimed towards the younger audience, Lego Indiana Jones 2, The Adventure Continues.
Indiana.
How do you say it?
Indiana.
Indiana?
Indiana Jones.
Okay. Lego Indiana Jones's 2, The Adventure Continues.
Are you trying to be Northern?
No. Those are your four games then for June. Do you know what? With that lineup, I've got a funny feeling they're going to be knocking this on the head soon. So next time round on the Pink and Blue Xbox podcast for episode 59, we're going to be predicting again, but this time around we're going to be predicting the World Cup.
Basically because Aaron is a football fan.
I am, but I don't want to use football games to predict the World Cup winner.
That's too predictable.
Boring. It's boring.
Yeah, everyone's going to do that, aren't they?
So I've chosen a few
Everyone
games.
And their nan is going to do that.
Or they could just get a load of nans together from different countries and just make them fight.
No, knitting nans. Knitting nans.
A knit off.
Yeah, knitting nans can knit the football outfits.
See which one is the
and
quickest,
see who,
is the winner.
Yeah, exactly.
Or the best quality.
No, the quickest.
I don't know.
Even if, like, it's an England kit, but with, like, a wonky cross on it.
As the saying goes, your nan can knit for England. So,
exactly. You know. Come on, nan.
Come on, nan, do
get
it.
Get your nans together, get knitting.
So I reckon the Russians would win that because they've got to keep their hands really warmed up because it's really cold.
No, they'd be slower because it's like, oh, it's too painful, it's cold. And you can't knit with gloves on, can you?
That's true.
Let's face it.
Well, you can knit the gloves that you're knitting with at the same time.
Yeah, you can knit the gloves while you're wearing the gloves. Yeah, that's a point.
Oh, there you go.
That won't work.
Anyway, we're not doing that, although I would love to see that.
That'd be awesome. We should do that next year.
Yeah, and we're not using football games either, so we're going to be using Fight Night Champion. Yes, I'm back on that game. Yes, I'm back on EA Games. Just going to have a fight-off between nationalities. We'll try and do that live on Mixer. We're going to also be using Plague Inc. Evolved, because that's a map of the world, and it'll be the last country to die is going to win the World Cup.
Yeah.
And you thought of a good one, Sims 4 as well.
Yeah, that was my idea, because I'm full of them.
So we've put together some World Cup stars, and I was going to just basically lock them in a cupboard and see which one survives the longest, and that would then be predicting the winner of the World Cup. But I might just let them do what they want, have a free will, see if they can get along with each other.
You're just going to let them roam about for days on end.
Possibly.
And one of them might starve to death because he forgot where the fridge is.
Possibly.
And the other one might drown in the shower or something.
They're not the brightest bunch.
They're not bright, but as I've discovered, it's pretty difficult to just kill someone off on Sims these days, yeah. on the new Sims.
Okay.
So
what I might do then, if I just have like a day of them doing stuff just free will.
Just randomly.
And then at the end of the day, I will vote off one that's been the most useless.
Oh, like a Big Brother.
Like a Big Brother World Cup playoff.
Yeah, let's do that.
So I've got Ronaldo, Neymar, Messi, Luis Suarez, who is very evil, Raheem Sterling, Marouane Fellaini, who wears clown boots, Sami Khedira and Son Heung-min. They're all going to be in the same household doing their thing, and I'm just going to vote off one at the end of the day. They're out of there. And I'll try not to be biased.
Properly. We'll record it so you see we're not being biased.
Yeah, so that'll start sometime next week.
Big Brother.
Big Brother World Cup Sims 4. Wow.
Pink and blue Xbox podcast version 1.1.
There can only be one winner.
You were saying about long game titles?
Yeah.
That's the one.
That's about it for this episode. We hope you enjoyed. Now, you can reach us on Twitter at pinkandblue360. You can listen to us on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Xbox One via the Cast app, and most good cast apps available on your smartphones. Yes, my feet smell.
Your feet stink.
My feet do smell. I have wonky eyebrows and my feet smell. I'm such a catch.
And you spend a week creating a game page.
Exactly. I have the life. I have the gamer's life.
You don't have the life, you just have a very understanding wife.
What's our website, honey?
Oh, the one that you can't say.
Exactly.
pinkandbluexbox.weebly.com.
Well done, you.
Now you say it.
pinkandbluexbox.weebly.com.
See, you can say it.
I can say it. We'll see you next time.
Bye.